Good morning, listeners. This morning, we're continuing in exploration of key themes from the Epistle of 1 John. Last week, we focused on fellowship with God and fellow believers, which result in joy, a profound and enduring state of spiritual contentment and satisfaction rooted in a loving relationship with God and the mutual support of the community of faith to which we belong. Today, we look at love, the very essence of God's nature and the defining characteristic of a life transformed by Christ. John is the apostle of love. He earned this title because of the central love plays in his identity, his personal experiences with Jesus, and his writings. It is John who penned the most well-known and loved verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. John also told us that God is love. 1 John 4, verse 18. He is the absolute source and essential nature of selfless, sacrificial love. Agape love in the Greek language. John often referred to himself as a disciple whom Jesus loved. Not because he was his favorite, but because of the close relationship that he had with him. John followed Jesus all the way to the cross and was the one to whom he entrusted the care of his mother as he died on the cross. John 19, 26 to 27. Let us examine John's expectations on the subject of love among believers. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 3, 16 to 23. This passage could rightly be called the outworking of love. The standard of love is Jesus. By this we know love. With this phrase, John introduces the standard of love that is reflected in genuine Christianity. It becomes the measuring stick for every expression of love. He laid down his life for us. Jesus gave his life for us. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 10, verse 11. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15, verse 13. Christian love is self-sacrificing and giving. Christ giving up his life for believers showed the true nature of Christian love. Jesus set the standard by demonstrating what true love is. He then commands us to love like he loves. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12. In this statement, he was re-emphasizing the new commandment given in John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. John says we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren in 1 John 3, verse 16. This means modeling the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ through selfless actions and commitment. It involves a lifestyle of giving up our own desires, pursuits, and personal comfort to benefit others. This includes serving them when it is inconvenient and putting aside self-centered priorities. In verse 17, John clarifies the practical side of this sacrifice. If you have material goods and see a brother in need but do not help, you are not living out the love that Jesus demonstrated. Laying down your life includes sharing your time, finances, and possessions. It is self-denial in action, foregoing your own rights or reputation to support, protect, or care for fellow believers. The passage of Hurricane Melissa created the opportunity to demonstrate the love of God, not just to fellow believers, however, but to everyone in need. Jesus, when he gave the new commandment, also said, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another," John 13:35. Yes, love must begin among believers, but it is also the greatest magnet for drawing those who are in need of the Savior to him. Jesus fed the multitudes, ministered to their physical needs, and healed them of their diseases. We can do no less if we are going to be true disciples modeling the love of Jesus. Paul encouraged believers, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." This, I believe, is a warning against what is called compassion fatigue. This concept is described as a cost of caring and is a state of physical, emotional, and psychological exhaustion resulting from prolonged exposure to the suffering or trauma of others. Paul said, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing." We must be prepared to go the distance in demonstrating sacrificial love. Giving up is truly not an option. John, in endearing terms, wrote in verse 18, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." In word refers to empty declarations or promising to help without following through. In deed requires active, often sacrificial efforts to meet someone's actual needs, such as providing food, clothing, or financial assistance. In tongue suggests mere lip service or hypocritical talk that is not followed by action. Loving in truth means being genuine and sincere, ensuring that outward actions are motivated by a heart aligned with God's character rather than a desire for public recognition. In concluding this section, John says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment." The emphasis is on believing, loving, and obeying, which are the major evidence of true salvation. Mutual love in the fellowship is evidence of new life. It is based on the love of Jesus Christ, who laid down his life in our place. Next week, we will conclude the series on this precious family epistle.